Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. It is a blessing to be right back here. And the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. We're glad to be right here, ready to give God what's due to him. How many of y'all know that the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him. Come on, say it again. Come.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship. We worship you.
We magnify.
glorify you. Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Yes, Emmanuel, we worship you. Well, I'm a strong believer in Psalms 150 that tells us that we ought to give God what's due to him. And that is the glory, the honor, and the praise. Again, let me welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's live radio show. And today we're going to go into our inspirational, a couple more minutes here. Let me just remind you, you can hear me every Monday through Friday, and that is 12 noon, Monday through Friday. You can hear me right here on this radio station as we proclaim Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior and give him what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise. So don't forget to join me Monday through Friday. That's right at 12 o'clock. You know, we often talk about things that people go through in life. And sometimes, you know, in life, when people go through things, somebody said that I just don't know what to do when I'm gone through my problems and my situation. Of course, everybody have a story. Everybody have what we call different ways in which they go through. But the good thing about it, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. It doesn't matter what we go through. Even if you're not going through like somebody else, just remember these words, that when you do go through, remember that the word of God has a powerful effect that can change your whole entire life. Now, you say, Pastor Mark, what do you mean the word of God can change my whole entire life? I'm telling you that if you have any sickness and disease, if you're going through marriage problems, you're going through financial problems, you're going through a whole lot of situations, and you don't know what to do, remember that the word of God, what is the word? John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God is his word, and he never go against his word. And as the scripture says, my word will never turn back void, but it will accomplish what it's sent out to do. The word always go forth. And, of course, the word is power all by itself, because God is his words, and he performs what he says. If he says something, I often tell people, you can take it to the bank. Hey, glory, because this is the ending of what you're going to go through. You know why? It's because when God say he's going to bring you out, you can know that the end is nigh. So I want to encourage somebody who's listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan. I want to remind you that when you're going through and you don't know what to do, remember the word of God has a powerful effect that can change your situation, can change your problem. And I also want to put this telephone number out, that when you are going through anything and you need prayer, you can always call us after our program is over at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. We are always here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. You ain't going through nothing that God can't bring you out of. All he says to you, invite me into your situation and let me bring change.
to fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't help but say. And we gon' make the body crazy.
You know, when you're going through, you got to hang on in there. You know why you got to hang in there? Because help is on the way. And as I love the quote so many times, as I said, the scripture says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who is the I? Jesus is the I. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Ain't you tired of going through where you feel like this thorn in the towel? Well, just like the song says, hang on in there. You know why? God has given you the victory. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and we are excited about what God is doing right here on this radio station. We're ready to give God what's due to him. It is the glory, the honor, and the praise. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you a little bit of our inspirational preaching. Let's go to another song and give God what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Some days are weary.
Some days are weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a test.
You can make it.
Yes, you can.
Yes, God is on your side. Thank God, God is on our side, because when we feel like giving up and saying, or we feel like throwing in the towel and start saying, you know what, it's not even worth going through this no more. Don't forget now, God is on your side. And not only is he on your side, but he want to bring you out of that problem and that situation. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. And when we go through and we don't know what to do, we got to remember that God is on our side. Boy, I tell you, it's such a blessing to know when God is on your side. You know, I like what Psalms 23 says, yea, do we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because thou art with us. We know God is on our side. Even when things are going from bad to worse and we don't see nothing ever coming out of what we're going through, we always can remember this, that God promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but be there always, even until the end of the world. God is on your side. Well, you know, sometimes when we go through a lot of things and we feel like nobody is there for us, God knows your pain. You know, it's a scripture in Psalms 56 and 8. Psalms 56 and 8, it says, you have kept record all my sorrows. Whatever is causing grief to you, you know, you're losing a job, losing a loved one, regardless of what the circumstances is, God says he keep track of what you go through. Now, somebody asked the question, well, if he keep track of what I'm going through, why does he allow me to go through these things? Well, there's a lot of reasons why God allows us to go through things. Sometimes we don't have the answer and why he allows us to go through it, but we do know this much. The scripture says all things is going to work together for your good. What does that mean? That means, and I often say this on the radio, can any good thing come out of bad thing? There's a lot of things that come out of bad things. Now, I want to talk, when you're talking about bad things, let's go back in the 50s, in the 60s, when nobody thought that through a march of many people that had been killed, many that had fire holes put on them, and dogs sick on them, and many have lost their lives. And I'm pretty sure somebody back then probably said the same question. How in the world is this thing going to work for my good? And even though the thing in which that happened was bad, of the fires of people losing their lives, people being killed, out of all the bad things that happened, there's some good things that came out of it. And the good things that came out of it start working together for our good. Now, many times when we go through problems and situations, we wonder if God says in Psalm 56 and 8, he tracks all of my sorrows. He tracks everything that I go through. And then Psalms 34:19 tells us that the righteous person will have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. We have many problems that we're going to go through in life. And there are going to be times that you go through things where you ain't going to know what to do. And it's going to be like that song, you ain't going to feel like God is on your side. You're not going to feel like that, not holding on. You feel like giving up. You feel like saying, forget it. But the Bible tells us that the righteous person will have many troubles. He didn't say you wasn't going to have none. You're going to have many of them. But he tells us to remember these words. He will deliver us out of every one of them. Can I get an amen, somebody? Glory to God. God knows what we go through. He knows the pain. He knows the grief. He knows what you're dealing with right now. You know, if I ask you a question, what is the thing that is affecting the way you live? What is that thing that you're going through right now where you really need God to be on your side? You really need God to step into your situation and bring change. Let me quote that again. Is there anything too hard for God? With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God can do the impossible. Oh, yes, the question is, do you believe that he can do the impossible? Do you believe that he can fix the problem, the situation? Do you believe that he can turn things around for you? Somebody say, well, I prayed, but I ain't getting no answer. I ain't seen nothing yet. I don't know if it's true or not. Well, let me just give you a personal message. When all else fails, I can guarantee you, you can always look to Jesus. He never fails. God never fails. I know it looked like he's failing you. I know it looked like he didn't abandon us. Because all the people dying, all this trouble going on, it must have meant God has abandoned us. And then somebody with of anger gets upset and say, that's why I don't believe in God, because it seems like when we go through things, we can't never find him. Well, let me just remind you that God's ears is not dull that he can't hear you. Now, just because he didn't move for you doesn't mean that he didn't hear you. Well, if he heard me, then why he didn't move? Well, I tell you, there's a lot of reasons why God don't move. You know, we look at situations of Stephen being stoned to death. Why did God didn't stop in there? You know, somebody said men was persecuted and whipped and beat for the gospel's sake. Why did God didn't stop that? Even in all the questions that we may have, there is no failure in our God. God never fails. Oh, I'm going to say that one more time. My God, the God that I serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, never fails. No, he won't. It might look like he, and you know, and I want to say this, that like the folks used to say, he may not come when you want him. Hey, glory. Yeah, when you hear me say, hey, glory, I'm just getting excited. This, I get excited when I talk about the word of God. I get excited because I've been through some things. I know, you know, when you get to the end of your rope, how you feel like it doesn't seem no answer to what you're going through. But let me tell you, there is no failure in my God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob always come through for his people. You know, when Moses, and the Lord told Moses to tell my people, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And when Pharaoh let God's people go, they start coming after them with their horses and chariots, ready to destroy the children of Israel. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob opened up the Red Sea, caused them to walk on dry ground, and swallow up with the water all of Pharaoh's men. Let me tell you, the Bible tells us in Psalms 91, when your enemies come up against you one way, they shall flee several ways. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all of thy ways, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. The angels of the Lord encamps around those that reverence him. And I'm saying to you, regardless of how you feel, he may not come when you call him. He may not show up when you ask him to show up. Hey, glory. You say, why did he does that? Well, because his time ain't your time. You know, the Bible says one day is as 1,000 years unto the Lord. Yeah, but don't he know that I need him? He knows you need him. He knows what you're going through. Well, why is it that he allows this to happen? I'll be honest with you, I can't tell you why he allowed it to happen. But I'll tell you this much, that everything that you're going through, and when you come out of that thing, you're going to know the reason why he allowed you to go through those things. Sometimes God uses people and their circumstances to help other people and bring change for others. Sometimes you go through things and you wonder, is God going to move for me? And I want to encourage you that God has not forgotten you. Keep your head up. Remember that he never goes against his word. Numbers 23:19, he says in his word, he says in Numbers 23:19 in the Old Testament, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it. Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. If he ever says something, you can take it to the bank. As I say, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always on time. Let me say that one more time for somebody that's shaking their head. I said he's always on time. You know, you might not be on time for your job. You may not be on time for the doctor's appointment. You may not be on time to go to the restaurant that you put reservations in. But God is always on time. And as you wait upon him, he's going to bring you out of those situations and problems. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'll be right back. Let's play another song.
I want to introduce.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soul.
get some help in the house. All right.
Yes, praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. You know, I often say anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket. Hey, glory. Anybody can praise God when things are going good. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, in everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes when you're going through and you don't know what to do, sometimes it's just lift your hands up and just thank him. Lord, I just thank him. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this, but I'm going to thank you anyhow. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to make up in your mind that you're going to give him the glory, the honor, and praise. As the song said, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise God. You know why? Because he's going to bring you out. He knows what you're going through. So let me finish as I'm getting ready in our program a little later here. Get a couple more minutes. Let me just say, Psalms 27, verse 19, Psalms 27, 13 and 14th verse. I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Waiting for the Lord, God heals the broken heart, and he binds up the wounded, and those that have tribulations of life. He will never leave you. He said, I will walk with you. And that's what you get to me. You get to be confident. Remain confident in that. We'll bring you through all the hurt, all the pain, all the situations you're going through. When you don't know what to do, remember these words. Look to the bigness of your God and his ability. He promised to take you step by step, but not at once. But each step will be a miracle. Let me tell you something. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. Ain't nothing you ever go through that God can't bring you out of. And before this program is over, I will pray a prayer. And I know how it feels to hurt. I know how it feels to lose somebody. I know how it feels when somebody's been killed. I understand how you feel. You say, how do you understand? Because I've been through it. I understand how, you know, you just don't know what to do. But I want to encourage you. I want not only encourage you, but I want to pray for you and believe God that God is going to step into your situation. And as he told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness. So when you're going through, God's going to give you some strength, and he's going to give you the grace to be able to go through, but he's going to bring you out of that situation, and he's going to not only bring you out, but he's going to allow you to learn something from what you went through so you can be able to help somebody else that is going through. Somebody else to feel like saying, forget it. Somebody else that's ready to commit suicide. Somebody, as I have told this story many times, of the banker. And I want to tell you this story before I leave here. They say it was a banker. He was a multi-million-dollar man. He had a lot of money. He owned several banks. But his bank, one of his banks, was in a low-income area. And he knew that a lot of people that came to his banks when they asked for loans, he knew that they wasn't qualified. But the banker was such a nice person. Even though those people really was not qualified to get the loan, the owner of the bank would give it to them anyhow. When kids came into his bank, he would give them lollipops and talk good things and smile at them. Well, one day the banker went home and he committed suicide. People heard of the news of this man having millions of dollars. He was known in the neighborhood as a good man. He was known as a person that was a loving person. But nobody knew what the banker was going through. He went home and he committed suicide. What does that tell us? That tells us sometimes people are hurting and they don't know who to turn to and what to turn to. And not only do they don't know who to turn to and what to turn to, but when they're depressed, depression says to them, why won't you just end it all? Well, I want to encourage you that even though you're going through and you feel that way, if you tried everything and everything failed, why won't you try Jesus and let him fix the problem for you? Well, I prayed. It didn't seem like it worked. Well, let me tell you, prayer does change things. As I stated before, he may not come when you want him. Well, I need him now. Well, he tells us that if you need him, invite him into the situation. Tell him how you feel. Tell him that you need help. Tell him that you're tired of going through these things. Because the Bible says he's a very present help in the time of your trouble. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every person that is listening to me by the way of radio. Lord, there are people right now that is going through, and they're at the end of their rope. And there's some that don't even know that prayer changes things. Father, I pray, and I take authority over the spirit of depression. I bind that demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. I release upon your people that is listening to me, those that are going through, God, that you would touch them and minister to them, and God, bring them out of the situation. Is there anything too hard for you? There ain't nothing too hard for you to do. I know you can fix their situation. And God, I cry out before you. As they crying and don't know what to do, you are the answer to their problem. Father, I pray that you touch and minister to them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. God, touch them and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, my dear friends, I just want you to know Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Kenneth Morgan's Ministries. Let me just say, if you're ever in the area in Orangeburg, South Carolina, I'd like to invite you out to my church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. Come and experience God's power in one of our services. Sunday morning, 10:45, starts our prayer, intercessor prayer for 1:45 minutes, and then we go into our service. And I pray that what we said today has been a blessing to you. Now, if what I say has been a blessing to you, I need you to email me or go to the comment box and tell me what the Lord has done. You can email me at KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. KennethMorgan35@yahoo.com. Send me an email and tell me what God has done. Or go to the comment box and let me know how this program, this radio show, is being a blessing to you. Every day we're here, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon, every day, Monday through Friday. I want you to know that Jesus loves you and he cares for you and he knows what you're going through. Remember, whatever you're going through, remember these words. Is there anything too hard for God? Let me tell you, there ain't nothing too hard for my God to do. He will always come through. Don't forget to invite God into your situation. Well, again, this is your host. Get ready to sign off in a couple more minutes. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. And I pray God's blessings to be upon your life, upon your family, and everything you do. And let me just say this. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with every one of you that's listening to me, now, henceforth, and forevermore. May the blessings of God go with you. May he cover you with his blood, that the angels of the Lord will camp around you as you go through your day. May God bless you. Have a great day. Let's play the song as we go on out from our program today. Let's play this song. Let the church say amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word says. Church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church
say,
say, say.
Listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Perfect.